Laying down again. If ever there was a statue made of me, this should be the likeness. Sprawled out in a patch of grass beneath a shade tree, my chin resting on my outstretched front legs. Oh, it's a dog's life, all right. That's what you humans say, like it was something f***ing special. When I'm here to tell you it's not. I'm bored. I need a hobby. You know, like, I don't know, bird collecting, dog cards, or I don't know, online trading or something. Do you have any idea how immense my lay-to-sleep ratio is? I mean, Paris Hilton should spend so much time wide awake while being flat on her stomach. You humans think we sleep when you sleep. No. We just learn to lie still and for long periods of time. Even when we get to sleep with you, you're unconscious, snoring, your leg twitching like some kind of epileptic freak. Did you know you did that? Well, you do, and it looks stupid. Meanwhile, the canine you're spooning is counting the holes in the ceiling tiles or being hypnotized by that goddamn blinking 12 o'clock. It's not fun, but we learn not to wake you for the mere suggestion that we're bored, God forbid, and may, I don't know, want to play fetch, will lead to one thing, expulsion. Don't f*** with a human sleep. They will cuss you up one side and down the other. Where do you think I got such a colorful f***ing inner monologue? It wasn't because Master let me watch NYPD Blue, I'll tell you that.
Well, Gary, I tried to sleep, you bleedy blade.
Well, I'm sorry. Would you rather I sh** the bed? Yeah, I'm sure that would have gone over well. Even puppies get in trouble for that one. Hell, when I was a puppy, I chewed shoes, destroyed furniture, laundered money, and dribbled piss on the carpet every time even a candidate to pet me came into the house. But leave fly pie in the midst of a down comforter one damn time and watch them bolt out of bed to remind you what a bad dog you are. And you know what's coming next. That's right, a closed door. F***ing closed doors. I swear the day we solve the mystery of the knob is the day we take over the world. You humans think we're not capable of war. That's not it. We desire control over Earth, dominion over man. We're just scared that as soon as we win the first battle, the president will just close a big, giant f***ing door and end the whole thing before it can get started. Oh, well, the point is, laying is overrated. I can't think of one single benefit to it. I mean, not one... Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry!
Oh, now what?
Jerry, where are you, you stupid mutt?
I'm right here, God! What the hell did I do now?
Oh, there you are. Get over here, Jerry.
Not till you tell me what's up. Now, come on.
Boy, you have done it this time, Jerry. You have really done it.
Now, wait just a minute. I can explain. You were both out of town. I assumed it was okay to try on a couple pair of your underwear. Besides, that was months ago.
Damn it, Jerry. Come on. We're going for a ride.
Oh, a ride. Well, why didn't you just say so? Now I will disengage the hind leg braking system, and we can go without incident. Next time, that's all you've got to say. Just talk to me. I'm reasonable.
20 minutes later.
Well, I think this is your culprit, all right, Ms. Gardner. Heck if I know how he got all the way across town to pull this one off.
What the f*** are you talking about? Pulled what off?
Well, you might as well take them. Take them all. Princess was made to breed pure. She's useless to me now.
Useless? What a terrible thing to say. Hey, you come back here. I'm not done talking to you, ma'am. We need to find homes for these puppies, and we need to find them today.
Puppies?
Hi, Jerry.
Princess? Wow, you look hot. Hey, what's going on around here?
Well, you knocked me up, Jerry.
Bullshit.
No, it's true. I wanted to tell you, but...
But your master wouldn't let me see you.
No, I just didn't know where you live. Wow, that's the last one-night stand I'll ever have, I swear to God.
Wow, hold on a second. Things are happening too fast for old Jerry. I need to sit or heal or something.
Pretty overwhelming, huh?
Well, how do you know they're even mine? I mean, like you said, it was one time.
Look for yourself.
Well, see? Three of them don't even look like me.
They're yours, Jerry. Please don't do this. No, not now. I've got enough to deal with. I'm not asking you to raise them, you know.
Okay, okay, let's not cry. We'll think of something. I guess you'll want palimony.
What?
I'm just saying, I'm not rich, you know. I can afford, I don't know, some kibble, a couple of bones a month. That's about it.
Man, I swear I don't know what we see in you. Priscilla was right. Lesbian's the way to go this day.
Hey, can I watch?
You jury.
I'm kidding. All right, let's think. It's not that far. I'll swing by once a week, teach the boys how to fetch, make sure they don't turn queer, you know. As for the girls, I don't know. We'll go grooming, I guess. Girls like that, don't they? I definitely want to play an active role, though, in their lives. Keep them away from strays and, definitely from masters who want to put them in sweaters. You know how much we hate those. No daughter of mine's going to end up putting on clothes for a living. I'll tell you that right now.
And what about us?
God, I don't know, princess. I guess for now you're just my litter's mama. And we'll go from there.
I figured as much.
But you never know. You are hot. Look like you work out. That's a healthy coat of yours. You eat right. Hey, I think you're a real dilf.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, you're a little rough around the edges, Jerry, but you're trying in your own little weird way, and I appreciate it.
You wouldn't happen to know a guy with a burlap sack and some cinder blocks, would you? I am totally kidding. It was a joke. It was a bad joke. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, not even for a second.
Jerry, let's go.
But, Master, I'm sort of in the middle of something here. I've got a situation. How about a minute, huh? For the dog? Do you mind?
Princess, you're coming, too. And so are the puppies. Useless. We'll find homes for your puppies, Princess, or we'll keep them all. Let's just get out of here.
Seriously? Oh, thank you, Jerry's master.
Wow. Thanks, big guy. That is really cool of you.
That's probably the best thing you've ever done for me. I am so proud to be.
Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?